This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Tuesday morning. It's August 4th, 2026. 78 degrees outside already under sunshiny skies at 7:06. We've got a whole bunch to talk about this morning. If you want to be part of the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And we do got a bunch we got to get to this morning. Gubernatorial candidates square off before the runoffs, and things got pretty heated. We'll explain that. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond has launched an investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci, despite Fauci receiving a presidential pardon from Biden or from Biden's auto pen. A rich kid at the center of two high-profile sexual attacks is released from court supervision. Looks like we have the best judicial system the money can buy. A couple of sisters kayaking make a disturbing discovery. The skeletal remains of a human body. What investigators say about the case. A woman riding an electric scooter is killed in a hit-and-run early yesterday morning along Northwest Expressway. The charges the driver now faces. An Oklahoma family is mourning after an 18-year-old drowned while celebrating his birthday and high school graduation at O'Connor Resort. We'll have the tragic details on that one. And a good guy with a gun. We'll talk about it on your 2A Tuesday. Plus your calls and your comments and your dad joke of the day. There's a whole lot we got to get to. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, Attorney General Gettner Drummond endorsed Mike Mazie, traded sharp attacks during their final debate before the Republican runoff for governor. Hosted by News 9 and News on 6, the debate focused on proposed Enola aluminum smelter taxes, the economy, and immigration. The candidates repeatedly accused each other of lying, with Drummond calling Mazie a, quote, snake oil salesman, while Mazie attacked Drummond's record on taxes, political donations, and immigration. Moderators also had to repeatedly warn Mazie to stay within the time limits. The winner of the August 25th runoff will advance to the November general election. Well, President Donald Trump's approval ratings have slipped in Oklahoma over the past year, but he continues to maintain a majority support in the state. New polling from Civics shows Trump's approval dropped from 61% in the spring of 2025 to 52% today, mirroring a broader decline nationwide. Even so, Oklahoma remains one of the states where the president still enjoys a majority approval. The numbers come as Trump's endorsements are expected to play a key role in Oklahoma's Republican runoff elections later on this month, including the race for governor. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond has launched an investigation into former White House COVID-19 advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, joining several Republican-led states taking similar action. Drummond says his office will examine whether Fauci violated Oklahoma law during the pandemic, following Fauci's recent congressional testimony in which he faced questions from Republican lawmakers and invoked his Fifth Amendment rights more than 100 times. Drummond says Oklahomans deserve transparency and accountability over decisions that were made in the COVID-19 pandemic. He also sent a letter to Senator Rand Paul, pledging his office's support to the Senate's ongoing investigation and saying that Oklahoma will act if any violations of state law are uncovered. A Stillwater teen at the center of a high-profile sexual assault case has been released from court supervision after completing the terms of his probation. Jesse Mack Butler, now 19 years old, avoided prison after pleading no contest as a youthful offender to sexually assaulting and battering two former girlfriends. His attorney says he plans to seek to have Butler's record expunged and continues to maintain his client's innocence. Newly elected Payne County District Attorney Jeremiah Gregory blasted those claims, calling them an insult to the victims. Gregory says double jeopardy prevents new state charges, but confirmed the case is being referred to federal authorities for a possible review. Well, what began as a relaxing morning of kayaking turned into a disturbing discovery for two sisters on the North Canadian River. The pair found what they first thought were animal bones, but later realized they had discovered a decomposing human body along the riverbank. They immediately called 911. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says the remote location made the recovery difficult and the remains were badly decomposed to identify the scene. The body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office, where investigators hope to determine the person's identity and notify their family. Oklahoma City police are investigating two deadly incidents over the weekend. Officers are searching for suspects in the shooting death of 21-year-old Knowledge Dwayne Johnson, who was found with a gunshot wound outside an apartment complex near Northeast 11th and Walnut early Saturday morning. Then early Monday morning, a woman riding an electric scooter was hit and killed in a crash along Northwest Expressway. Police say the scooter did not have lights, and a 25-year-old man has been arrested on complaints of second-degree murder, aggravated DUI, and leaving the scene of a crash. Oklahoma City police are searching for a suspect after an early morning shooting this morning at Northwest Metro Apartment Complex. Officers were called just after 1 a.m. to the area of North MacArthur Boulevard and West Britton Road, where they found one person suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a local hospital and is expected to recover. Investigators have not released any information about the suspect, and the shooting remains under investigation. An Oklahoma family is mourning this morning after an 18-year-old drowned while celebrating his birthday and high school graduation at Okana Resort. Family members identified the victim as Chidera Maurice Peter, who was in the water with relatives at the park when the tragedy happened on Friday afternoon. His father says the boy could not swim very well and ended up in water deeper than he was accustomed to. A lifeguard pulled him from the water and firefighters performed life-saving measures before he was taken to the hospital where he died early Saturday. Oklahoma City police say there is no criminal investigation and the resort says it's cooperating with authorities while offering condolences to the family. Hundreds of people gathered in southwest Oklahoma City to remember 20-year-old Adolfo Lopez, who family and friends say died trying to stop a shooting at a private party last month. Police say Lopez was unarmed and attempting to calm down the situation when he was fatally shot. Members of Oklahoma City's lowrider community honored him with a funeral procession of classic cars, calling him a hero whose actions may have prevented an even greater tragedy. Friends have also launched a Guns Down, Prayers Up campaign, hoping Lopez's death inspires young people to choose peace over violence. Well, a Seminole County judge has ruled that a 2023 murder case will move forward to trial after a proposed plea agreement was taken off the table. Prosecutors accused John Nolte II of killing Jacob Washington, whose body was found in his pickup truck just days after he disappeared. Washington's family says they were not properly consulted about the plea deal and asked the court to let the case proceed before a jury. Nolte now faces trial on a first-degree murder charge and could receive the death penalty or life in prison if convicted. A trial date has not yet been set. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says a major drug trafficking investigation has led to one of the largest seizures of the year in central Oklahoma. Agents recovered more than 40 pounds of psychedelic mushrooms, along with cocaine, methamphetamine, Xanax, Adderall, LSD, four firearms, and nearly $230,000 in suspected drug proceeds. Investigators say the operation targeted a supplier bringing large quantities of narcotics into the metro. One suspect has been arrested, but the investigation continues as agents work to identify others involved. Authorities say the drugs seized had an estimated street value of hundreds of thousands of dollars and could have fueled countless overdoses. Two juveniles are in custody this morning after police say they broke into a Duncan Veterinary Hospital and stole three dogs early Sunday morning. Officers quickly recovered those animals alive, but the investigation led to an even bigger discovery. While serving a search warrant at a nearby home, police found seven additional dogs and now are working to determine who owns them and whether they were reported missing or stolen. Investigators are asking the public to look at photos of the recovered animals and to contact Duncan police if they recognize any of them. Well, the Village Animal Welfare Shelter is hoping to find homes for every pet in its care with a new adoption push aimed at clearing the shelter. Shelter leaders say the mission is to save animals, not euthanize them, by connecting them with loving families. Dogs and cats of all ages are currently available for adoption, and officials say bringing home a shelter pet not only gives the animal a second chance, but also opens up space to help even more pets that are in need. With 78 degrees outside under sunny skies at 7:15, you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, a month after severe storms tore through Norman, many residents are still waiting for piles of tree limbs and storm debris to be picked up. Some homeowners say the delays have become frustrating with debris sitting in yards since the 4th of July. City officials say cleanup has been underway since the storms hit, but widespread damage has also slowed the progress. Norman has now doubled up the number of cleanup crews in an effort to speed things up a little bit. State emergency officials say debris removal after major straight-line wind events can take anywhere from 2 to 4 months. The Oklahoma City Council has delayed a vote on renewing its contract with Flock Safety Company. That's the company that provides automated license plate reader cameras used by Oklahoma City Police. The vote was postponed so city staff can revise the proposed agreement, though city officials have not yet said what changes are being considered. The cameras are used to help locate stolen vehicles, wanted suspects, and missing people, but critics argue they collect sensitive data that could be shared with outside agencies. Council members say they want stronger safeguards for privacy and tighter limits on how the information is accessed and shared before moving forward. The Islamic Society of Tulsa and the Council on American Islamic Relations have filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Broken Arrow, its mayor, and several city council members after the council rejected plans for a new mosque earlier this year. The suit alleges the city violated federal civil rights protections, constitutional rights, and Oklahoma's Religious Freedom Act by denying the rezoning request. City leaders have declined to comment because of pending litigation. The lawsuit comes out as the U.S. Department of Justice is also investigating whether Broken Arrow's handling of the proposal violated federal religious land use laws. Benedictine monks at St. Gregory's Abbey in Shawnee are asking for the public's help after their aging air conditioning system failed during Oklahoma's summer heat. Abbey leaders say temperatures inside the monastery have climbed up into the 90s, making living, dining, and worship spaces uncomfortably hot. Rather than spend about $140,000 repairing the old system, the monks hope to raise about $112,000 to connect the abbey to the newer cooling system already serving other buildings on the former St. Gregory's University campus. The abbot has even turned to humor on social media, calling the fundraiser Anguish in August and asking supporters to help prevent the sweating in September. Well, thousands of Oklahomans are facing long waits when calling the Department of Human Services for help with SNAP benefits and other assistance programs. Some callers report being on hold for 5 or even 6 hours, while others can't get into the phone queue at all. DHS says the volume has nearly doubled in recent weeks, driven in part by new federal eligibility requirements and heavy demand around benefit issuance dates. The agency says it's working to reduce delays and encourages clients to upload required documents online, but advocacy groups say the lengthy waits could leave vulnerable families without timely access to food and other critical services. A new Wallet Hub study shows Oklahoma's public school system has improved just ever so slightly, moving from last place to 49th in the nation. The rankings measure education quality and school safety using factors like test scores, dropout rates, student-teacher ratios. While Oklahoma ranked 34th for school safety, it continued to struggle academically, finishing near the bottom in reading scores, ACT performance, and graduation-related measures. Analysts say funding plays an important role, too, but how schools use those resources and the quality of teachers and curriculum are just as important to improving student outcomes. Well, Oklahoma has moved up in the latest U.S. News & World Report's Best States rankings, climbing to 36th overall, ranking 42nd last year. The state earned high marks for its economy, fiscal stability, infrastructure, and opportunity, while the economy ranked 11th nationwide. But Oklahoma continues to struggle in education and health care, finishing near the bottom in both categories. The annual rankings compare states across 8 different areas, including education, health care, the economy, infrastructure, public safety, and quality of life, using dozens of performance measures and national survey data. Well, like we said, the Oklahoma City Council has postponed their vote on renewing its contract for Flock Safety license plate reader cameras. City leaders say they want changes to the agreement, with some council members pushing for stronger privacy protections and tighter limits on how the data is shared before moving forward. Going to be honest with you here, I don't understand the controversy over these Flock cameras. There are cameras every place these days, security cameras, ring cameras, your cell phone cameras. Why single out the ones that have been proven time and time again to help police solve crimes? I mean, just last month, they were used here in Oklahoma to rescue a child who had been abducted by a predator and to stop an arsonist. Contrary to a bunch of misinformation out there, they don't send you tickets for speeding and not having insurance. All they do is identify vehicles that police might be looking for. That's it. But I want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in. Are you worried about Big Brother? And if not, what worries you so much about these cameras? Time for you to weigh in right now. 78 degrees and sunny at 720. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServiceProOKC.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic. Got some construction issues to watch out for. Bridge work, I-44 at Southwest 74th, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 in Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than the traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
JD IT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit JDITSO.com. JDIT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. All of these idiots that are in D.C. who have no idea what they're dealing with, they're the ones who are going to get all your kids killed. The Tucker Carlsons of the world, who's never volunteered for anything while they advocated for war in Iraq 6 ways to Sunday. Those are the people who want to drag everything out.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a hot one today. We'll see mostly sunny skies, very warm, high of 103 degrees. After 100, do we even bother counting anymore? Does it really matter? Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies, low of 72. On Wednesday, breezy and hot with a high of 102. Then on Thursday, we'll see sunshine, warm. It's going to cool off, high of only 99 degrees. 78 degrees and sunny at 724. The Oklahoma City Council delayed a vote on renewing its contract with Flock Safety. That's the company that provides license plate reader cameras for Oklahoma City Police. Council members want revisions to the agreement that will include stronger privacy protections and stricter limits on how all the collected data can be accessed and shared with other agencies before approving the new contract. So here's why I want you to weigh in. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. As many of you know, when I'm not trying to play radio show host, I work for the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. I'm a deputy. I'm also the public information officer out there. And we use the Flock cameras quite a bit. I don't understand the controversy with them. A little while ago, we had a kidnapping case where we had a woman who was inside of her. She was driving a Tesla. She was kidnapped, and because of the cameras that are all over the Tesla, we're able to get information about the bad guys who grabbed her, and then using that information and the Flock cameras, we were able to find her and find them within minutes, which ordinarily would have been virtually impossible for police agencies to do. We do know that last month we had a gentleman, I believe was in Tulsa area, who had, he's 50 years old. He picked up a 13-year-old girl, brought her to a hotel using the Flock cameras. They were able to find her. We had a guy here in Oklahoma City who set his girlfriend's car on fire, and using the Flock cameras, they were able to find her. So I guess I've got my question to you is, why do you have these concerns about these cameras when there are so many other cameras that are out there? What specifically is the problem with these cameras? Rowdy is joining us now from Sparks. Morning, Rowdy. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? I got up early to listen to you today.
I'm feeling some love, man.
Well, I want to weigh in on these cameras and stuff. You know, it's not so much that people don't like the cameras as much as they like the infringement upon rights. Because years and years ago, when I rode around with the in a police department and stuff like that, they had a little deals that they could pull up to your house and they could actually listen to everything you were going on. It was justified then. Now they have cameras that can actually see through walls and stuff. That's, you know, justified. The Flock cameras, you know, they can justify them, but then again, you're putting a you're basically taking freedoms away. And when's it going to stop? When we're going to start chipping our children so that we can know where our kids are at all the time, you know, which I personally wouldn't have a problem with that, but there's a lot of people that would have a problem with putting a chip in your child to GPS track your child all the time.
I'm not cool with the chipping. But when you talk about the cameras, I mean, the reality is any place that you go, you're already on camera. So what sets the Flock cameras apart from the Ring camera that I've got on my house, or the security cameras that are on every single building, or the dash cam that I have in my police car? What sets these cameras apart from everything else?
And that's a valid point. Back before 9/11, you know, that we would not spy or look in on our own people. We didn't share data. Now they record everything that you do. It's electronically recorded. I mean, example, my brother-in-law was watching, a police officer. He was watching a TV show, and he mentioned to his wife, he says, we need to go get one of these da-da-da pull skimmers. Next thing you know, advertisement for this obscure pull skimmer comes up on his TV.
So you're already being listened to. I mean, every time my wife and I were painting the bedroom a couple weeks ago, and everything that popped up on my Facebook page had to do with various paints. We're already being surveilled. We know just from seeing video that we see regularly from Iraq right now, that they've got satellites that can zoom right in and see what you're looking at on your cell phone. So we're being watched from all angles.
Read your name page.
Right.
And I understand that, but the thing is, they're not running through databases looking for, and that's where I think the fear and Flock cameras comes from. It's not so much the surveillance. Like I say, you're being surveilled all the time. I mean, if you got OnStar in your car, if you got your phone is turned on, stuff like that. But our law enforcement officers, you know, using it to run through databases to track and see if you're, you know, say your insurance is, you know.
Nope. And according to the contract, that's not what the Flock cameras do. They don't have that capability. They can't check insurance. That just doesn't work. That's just not how they're designed.
And you actually believe that, right?
Yeah. So. Again, I know a bit about these things. They're not designed to do that. The state does have insurance cameras, and they monitor, and they will send you tickets. Those are a totally different camera system. Flock doesn't have that ability. Anyway, I got to let you run, brother. Thanks so much for calling in, man. I appreciate you. And thank you for listening into Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
I'm John Summers. Spokane Mayor Lisa Brown says the wildfires continue to actively burn and unsafe for people to return to their home.
I know people want to have certainty about when can I get back to my property, when can I get back to my home. We don't have it.
Brown says it could be days or weeks before residents can get back into the neighborhoods. Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's leaning toward another run for the White House in 2028. President Trump isn't happy with Jeanine Pirro after she dropped charges against a former Olympian accused of damaging D.C.'s reflecting pool. Trump says he looks forward to Todd Blanche being confirmed as the next Attorney General. Blanche's first vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee is today. Colorado River Basin states are likely to lose control of the river's management plan. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
After a wreck, the insurance company may call quickly and ask for a recorded statement. They may sound friendly. They may say they just need your side of the story. We've litigated cases where those early statements became a major issue because the person did not have a lawyer. A person says, "I'm okay," because they're shaken up and full of adrenaline. Later, when the pain sets in, the insurance company points out to that statement and says, "See, you weren't hurt." Before you give a recorded statement, remember this. The adjuster is trained. You are not. Their job is to protect the insurance company. If you've been in a wreck, get advice before you say something that can be used against you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Firefighters responded to a structure fire that happened Monday at Cassidy School in northwest Oklahoma City. Officials say the fire was contained at the school's maintenance building near North Pennsylvania Avenue and West Britton Road. No word yet on any injuries, and investigators are still working to determine what's behind the fire. Elsewhere, Oklahoma City firefighters quickly put out a fire early Monday at an auto repair shop near Southeast 31st and South High Avenue. Battalion Chief Zach Bruin says the department's new drone program helped dispatch crews faster by giving emergency personnel an aerial view of the fire before they arrived at the scene. No injuries have been reported thus far, and investigators are working to determine the cause of that blaze as well. A woman is facing a felony charge after police say she threatened Motel 6 employees with a knife in northwest Oklahoma City. With officers reporting 36-year-old Desar Stiggers has been asked to leave the property and was pepper sprayed before allegedly pulling a knife and threatening to kill staff members. She was taken into custody and booked on a complaint of assault and battery with a deadly weapon. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
JDIT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit JDITSO.com. JDIT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo, presented by Seth Wadley Ford, features 12 teams of cowboys competing in five events with one goal: supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us this Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping and the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect mostly sunny skies and warm weather with a high of 103. Tonight will bring partly cloudy conditions with a low of 72. Tomorrow will be breezy and hot with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, with the possibility of a thundershower in some areas during the afternoon. The high will reach 102. Moving on to Thursday, anticipate intervals of bright sunshine and continued warm weather with a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. Today is Tuesday, August 4th in the year of our Lord, 2026. 78 degrees outside already under sunshiny skies at 7:36. That means time for your dad joke of the day. Hey, Uncle Dave, you know we cover a lot of political news here on Freedom 96.9, and the state legislature is now considering a bill that would ban all liquor sales in Oklahoma, but would fully legalize weed.
Really?
Yeah. I think that law would leave us high and dry.
Ah, I see we're high and dry. There you go.
Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Attorney General Gettner Drummond and Trump-endorsed Mike Massey traded sharp attacks during their final debate before the Republican runoff for governor. Hosted by News 9 and News on 6, the debate centered on the proposed Enola aluminum smelter, taxes, immigration, and the economy. The candidates repeatedly accused each other of lying, with Drummond calling Massey a, quote, snake oil salesman, and Massey attacking Drummond's record on taxes and immigration. Moderators also had to repeatedly remind Massey to stay within his time limits. The winner of the August 25th runoff will advance to November's general election. President Trump's approval ratings, meanwhile, have slipped in Oklahoma over the past year, but remains above 50%. A new Civics poll shows that his approval dropped from 61% in the spring of 2025 to 52% today, mirroring the broader decline nationwide. Now, despite that drop, Oklahoma remains one of the states where Trump still enjoys a majority support. His endorsement is expected to play a major role in this month's Republican runoff elections, including the race for governor. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond has launched an investigation into former White House COVID advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, joining several Republican states taking similar action. Drummond says he'll examine whether Fauci violated Oklahoma law during the pandemic after Fauci's recent congressional testimony. Drummond says Oklahomans deserve transparency and accountability over decisions made during COVID-19 and has pledged to work with Senator Rand Paul going forward with the Senate investigation if evidence of state law violations is uncovered. A Stillwater teen at the center of a high-profile sexual assault case has been released from court supervision after completing probation. Jesse Mack Butler, who's now 19 years old, avoided prison after pleading no contest as a youthful offender to sexually assaulting and battering two former girlfriends. His attorney plans to seek expungement while maintaining Butler's innocence. Newly elected Payne County District Attorney Jeremiah Gregory blasted those claims, calling them insulting to the victims. Gregory says double jeopardy prevents new state charges, but the case will be referred to federal authorities for possible review. A morning kayaking trip turned into a gruesome discovery for two sisters on the North Canadian River. The women initially believed they'd found animal bones before realizing they had discovered decomposing human remains along the riverbank. They immediately called 911. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says the remote location complicated the recovery and the remains were too badly decomposed to identify at the scene. The medical examiner's office will now work to determine the victim's identity. Oklahoma City police are investigating two deadly incidents from the weekend. Detectives are searching for suspects in the fatal shooting of 21-year-old Knowledge Dwayne Johnson, who was found outside an apartment complex near Northwest 11th and Walnut. Then, early on Monday, a woman riding an electric scooter was struck and killed in a hit-and-run on Northwest Expressway. Police say a 25-year-old man has been arrested on complaints of second-degree murder, DUI, and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Oklahoma City police are searching for a suspect after an early morning shooting at a Northwest Metro apartment complex this morning. Officers responded just after 1 o'clock to North MacArthur and West Britton Road, where they found one person suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to the hospital but is expected to recover. Investigators have not released any suspect information, and the shooting remains under investigation. An Oklahoma family is mourning after an 18-year-old drowned while celebrating his birthday and high school graduation at Ocana Resort. Family members identified the victim as Chidera Maurice Peter. His father says Chidera, who could not swim, wandered into deeper water than he was accustomed to. A lifeguard pulled him from the water, and firefighters performed life-saving efforts before he died at the hospital early Saturday. Police say there is no criminal investigation, and the resort says that it is fully cooperating. Hundreds gathered in southwest Oklahoma City to remember 20-year-old Adolfo Lopez, who family and friends say died trying to stop a shooting at a private party last month. Police say Lopez was unarmed and attempting to calm the situation when he was fatally shot. Members of the Oklahoma City lowrider community honored him with a funeral procession of classic cars, calling him a hero whose actions may have prevented an even greater tragedy. Friends have also launched a Guns Down, Prayers Up campaign promoting peace. A Seminole County judge has ruled that a 2023 murder case will move forward to trial after a proposed plea agreement was withdrawn. Prosecutors accused John Nolte II of killing Jacob Washington, whose body was found in his pickup truck just days after he disappeared. Washington's family argued they were never properly consulted about the plea deal and asked the court to let the case go before a jury. Nolte could face the death penalty or life in prison if he is convicted. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says a major investigation has resulted in one of the largest seizures of the year in central Oklahoma. Agents confiscated more than 40 pounds of psychedelic mushrooms along with cocaine, methamphetamine, Xanax, Adderall, LSD, and four firearms, as well as nearly $230,000 in suspected drug proceeds. Investigators say all the drugs had an estimated street value in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. One suspect has been arrested and the investigation remains active. Well, two juveniles are in custody after police say they stole three dogs from a Duncan Veterinary Hospital early Sunday morning. Officers recovered those animals alive, but the investigation led to a discovery of seven more dogs in a nearby home. Police are now working to determine whether those animals were reported missing or stolen in previous cases. Investigators are asking the public to review photos of the recovered dogs and to contact Duncan police if they recognize any of them. The Village Animal Welfare Shelter is hoping to empty its kennels through a new adoption campaign. Shelter leaders say their mission is to save animals, not euthanize them, by finding them loving homes for every pet in their care. Dogs and cats of all ages are available for adoption, and officials say every successful adoption creates a space for another animal that is in need. 78 degrees outside right now and sunny at 7:42. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, a month after powerful storms tore through Norman, many residents are still waiting for storm debris to be removed from their neighborhoods. Some homeowners say fallen tree limbs have been sitting at the curb since the 4th of July. City officials say cleanup began immediately after the storms, but widespread damage has slowed progress. Norman now has doubled the number of cleanup crews, while state emergency officials say debris removal after major winds can take 2 to 3 months. Oklahoma City Council has delayed a vote on renewing its contract with Flock Safety, the company that provides automated license plate reader cameras used by Oklahoma City Police. City leaders say they want revisions to the agreement before approving a new contract, with several council members pushing for stronger privacy protections and tighter limits on how collected data can be accessed or shared. The cameras are used to locate stolen vehicles, wanted suspects, and missing people. The Islamic Society of Tulsa and the Council on American Islamic Relations have filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Broken Arrow after the city rejected plans for a new mosque earlier this year. The lawsuit alleges the city violated federal civil rights laws, constitutional protections, and Oklahoma's Religious Freedom Act. City officials have declined to comment because of pending litigation. The lawsuit comes as the U.S. Department of Justice is also investigating the city's handling of that proposal. Benedictine monks at the St. Gregory's Abbey in Shawnee are asking for the public's help after their aging air conditioning system failed during Oklahoma's summer heat. Temperatures inside parts of the monastery have climbed way up into the 90s. Rather than spend $140,000 repairing the old system, the monks hope to raise $112,000 to connect to a newer cooler system, already serving other buildings on the property. The abbot has dubbed the fundraiser, quote, anguish in August. Well, thousands of Oklahomans are facing hours-long waits when calling the Department of Human Services for help with SNAP benefits and other assistance programs. Some callers report waiting 5 or 6 hours, while others can't get into the phone queue at all. DHS says Call volume is nearly doubled because of new federal eligibility requirements and increased demand. Advocacy groups warn the delays could prevent vulnerable families from receiving food and other critical assistance when they need it the most. Oklahoma has climbed to 36th in the latest in the U.S. News & World Report Best States rankings after finishing 42nd just a year ago. The state earned strong marks for its economy, infrastructure, fiscal stability, and opportunity, with the economy ranking 11th nationwide. However, Oklahoma continued to rank near the bottom in education and health care. The annual report compares all 50 states across eight categories, measuring quality of life and government performance. Well, by now, most of us have seen that video, a pistol-armed bystander being credited for saving lives by confronting a rifle-wielding gunman during Saturday's deadly shooting at an In-N-Out Burger in Twin Falls, Idaho. Eyewitnesses say a man jumped out of his vehicle, drew his handgun, and opened fire on the suspect as the attack unfolded. Police believe the good guy with the gun distracted the rifle-wielding gunman, potentially saving lives. We hear it all the time from our friends over at Cobb's Gun Shop. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or a gal with a gun. So let's talk a bit about it on your 2A Tuesday coming up. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom. Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out. Freedom Traffic got some construction issues to watch out for. Bridge work, I-44 at Southwest 74th, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 in Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Every election year brings a flood of political ads. Everywhere you look, there's a campaign message. But who's behind the scenes and paying for it? And what kind of influence could that money bring? The Oklahoma Ethics Commission brings transparency to that equation. It brings awareness to who's behind the candidate's campaign funding so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, working to build trust in politics. Visit ethics.ok.gov to find out more.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a hot one today. We're calling for mostly sunny skies, warm. Get ready for it. High temperature of 103 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy with a low of 72. On Wednesday, breezy and hot. High of 102. Then on Thursday, finally getting a break from the heat. Sunny, warm, high of only 99. Back to the double digits right now. Well, by now, you've probably seen that video. A pistol-armed bystander being credited with helping to stop a deadly shooting at an Idaho In-N-Out after confronting a rifle-wielding gunman. Don Spencer is with OK2A, the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. He joins us now on this 2A Tuesday. Don, the anti-gunners, every time that we mention good guy with a gun, they always say, oh, there's no evidence of that ever happening, that good guys with guns ever stop bad guys with guns. Yet time and time and time again, we see the same thing.
Well, on top of that, Idaho is the number one ranked of Second Amendment protection and rights and carrying in the nation. So any person that thinks they're going to do something hazardous or dangerous with the firearm, the chances of you being met by the good guy is extremely high in that state.
Like doing it here in Oklahoma.
And so, okay, so I hate to say it, well, go figure. A guy thinks he's just going to just wreak havoc, and someone's there with a gun to stop him. But here's the one thing that gets me. How long did it take the media to finally say, okay, there was a civilian there that, they stopped him before the cops did? I mean, it's just barely mentioned at all. And so that's what gets me, too, on top of all this. But, yes. It's very simple. The sooner the second firearm arrives, the sooner these events stop, period.
And as a deputy sheriff, I can reluctantly tell you the vast majority of what the job of the police is to take reports after an incident happened. Because the reality is we can't be every place all the time.
And we don't want you every place all the time. Like Flock cameras.
Going to start me on that one again, are you, huh? All right. But that's the reality. The reality of it is that oftentimes when something bad happens, you've got seconds to respond to it. And in this particular case, this guy was able to respond to it. Now, interesting side note on this one. I read that the reason this guy became trained up in the first place is because he was involved in another incident like this several years ago. And so as a result of that, he went out, got himself a gun, got himself trained, actually got himself a really nice little rig, too.
I was going to mention. What? He's got a suppressor on the end of something there.
It's an FN 5.7.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
There you go.
So FNs are really, really good pistols. I've got a couple FNs, and probably the smoothest trigger that I've ever used. I love them. I wish I could carry them for duty. It's impossible not to hit what you're shooting at with an FN. So this guy had the right gun and the right training.
I've seen you shoot, so that is important.
Tell me about it. They only give me one bullet at the sheriff's office, and that one doesn't work. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Kind of talk to me about what the laws are here in Oklahoma as far as good guy with a gun, because there's a lot of confusing laws that we've got on the books here in terms of the stand your ground law, the castle doctrine, that kind of a thing. When are you allowed to shoot? And if this were to happen here, where you've obviously got a madman with a rifle endangering other people, do you have the right to shoot?
Let's also deal with the practical issue that if a bad guy pulls a gun out and another guy responds, there could be the third response to the second person.
That's true.
So we all acknowledge there is a risk when you go to defend yourself because someone can mistake you for an additional bad guy that you're not. So let's acknowledge that is out there and that is real. That being said, in the state of Oklahoma, the stand your ground law is very clear. Anywhere you have the legal right to be, you have the legal right to defend yourself. And the cool part of it, it doesn't even mention a firearm, it doesn't mention weapon, and it doesn't mention how old you are. It is extremely broad, and Oklahoma still needs to raise its level to being respected like Florida. Florida has the best response on stand your ground law that the sheriffs down there are saying, hey, we just assume you just shoot them bad guys dead because it's less paperwork for us. That's what they'll openly tell you. So in Oklahoma, we're still adjusting to that, but we passed last year the Private Property Protection Act, which gives every person and extends the from the castle doctrine to the walls of the house or the walls of the business all the way to the edge of the property and includes the defense of your property. So we're still waiting to see how much this gets tested in Oklahoma, but it's an excellent state, and it's all based on what's called a reasonable person, and you know as well as I do that's a jury.
Yep.
So you could still face a jury on top of all of this, even though you've done everything right, because you may have a police officer or a district attorney or a judge may not like it, may not like your politics on this. So that's why we always recommend, if you're involved in the Self-Defense Act, you do not speak without an attorney present.
And important to note, too, when you're talking about self-defense, as is the case with this, self-defense doesn't necessarily mean defense of self.
Correct. And the Stand Your Ground law makes that very clear, too. Or the defense of others. But here's what I recommend. You're always defending yourself because you don't know that firearm that was just used was next intended to be to you. You're trying to stop that threat before it ever gets there. So, but yes, I will always recommend I'm defending myself first and the others will benefit from it.
And the tragic thing about having so many different laws that are not uniform from state to state to state and so much misinformation is that at times like this, where, again, a fraction of a second can mean the difference between life and death, if I have to stop for even a fraction of a second and say to myself, am I doing the right thing or am I going to wind up in prison?
Correct.
That small delay could leave somebody dead.
Right, and here's the other part of that, too. A citizen should get every bit of the benefit of the doubt, just like when a police officer is put in the exact same situation. It should be the exact same. And unfortunately, in Oklahoma, that hasn't been. And we've also seen prosecutors go after cops that had no business. Anyone else could say, man, that was self-defense, like our previous Oklahoma County District Attorney.
Yep.
And the thing is, you also, if you survive the Self-Defense Act, you may now have to survive the court proceeding following it, which could be dragged for years.
Right. And when you're talking about self-defense and defending your family, it's not just from the imminent threat of somebody shooting and killing you. It's also from the long-term threat of leaving yourself broke, leaving yourself homeless.
Right.
And that's why, like you said, it's incumbent to have a good attorney and to take your time and to answer questions with an attorney present.
Right. And we at OK2A, we promote a certain specific group for that, for a legal defense fund that you have an attorney on call. Folks, I recommend you join one of these groups, even if it's not the one that we would recommend at OK2A, because I'm tired of people calling me saying, hey, I got involved in this thing, and I can't help them, because then everyone will expect OK2 to come bail them out, and we can't do that. That's a responsibility upon yourself to be ready legally as just also physically.
So you mentioned that we're slowly working our way up to becoming as strong as Florida in terms of gun rights. What needs to be done? Kind of walk me through it for the next minute.
Well, the real problem is the judicial system. In Oklahoma, we do not get to see what takes place in a courtroom. We need cameras in the courtroom so we can see what judges and district attorneys are doing. In Florida, you get to see what they're doing. And so it's like anything else, more transparency, it's more open system, and it's better for all. So we still need to upgrade this in Oklahoma so we can see what's going on in Oklahoma courtrooms during these types of procedures.
Makes a lot of sense. Don Spencer with OK2A, the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Don, and every Tuesday on your 2A Tuesday. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Bye.
And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.